Welcome to the Ella Ringrose podcast. I'm so happy to have you here today. So what we talk about on this podcast is all things to do with spirituality, surrendered manifestation, angel messages, and self-love, really becoming the best versions of ourselves and stepping into our highest potential so that we can love ourselves and love our lives. I'm so grateful to have you here. I ask if you are listening, please give this video or this podcast a star rating and make sure to take a screenshot and pop it on your Instagram stories, as I love seeing them over on Instagram. I do want to give you a quick side note that I stream all of these podcasts on my YouTube channel as a live stream. So if it sounds like I'm speaking to the camera or if I'm describing a card, as I do card messages in these podcasts, that is why. It is because I'm literally speaking to the camera as well as the podcast. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy. I'm sending you lots of love and light, and let's get straight into today's podcast. Hi everyone, it is 9:20 a.m. in Ireland, so welcome wherever you are watching this or when you are tuning in. My name is Ella Ringrose, and today, oh my god, I felt a huge impulse to speak about the shift in consciousness that is occurring in the world right now and how we can essentially transform our worlds and create a new world vision, a new life that we want to manifest and weave into this earth, okay? So essentially, the past couple of years may have been a bit of a roller coaster for you. You may have been feeling drained, tired, exhausted, feeling like there's a literal battle of energy going around in the world, feeling like nothing's going your way. You're always experiencing dense emotions. You're feeling stuck. Maybe you're feeling very lonely and isolated. You're struggling. All these different things. This is a complete answer to maybe why that is occurring, because there is a great shift in consciousness occurring in the world right now. And I can see it so vividly and clearly. And I want to share how you can shift from a fear-based delusion reality to more of that fifth dimensional energy, which is the faith and the love, so that you can weave in that new earth reality that you want to manifest and the one that you envision to enter this world. So we're going to get into that. And if you enjoy, make sure to give this video a thumbs up. It really helps me out a lot. And let me know what you think in the comments. So essentially, the new earth is coming, okay? It's coming. And it is not this taboo esoteric thing. It's a very grounded, actionable thing. When we are in a fifth state consciousness, a fifth dimensional consciousness, which I'm going to get into the whole journey now, we are essentially able to generate wealth and abundance from great, great forms because we're not living in fear. We get to live a very healthy life. We get to take control of our health and live more abundantly and energetically and fruitfully, right? We also experience tremendous love and union within ourselves, but also within relationship and friendships and connections. When we are shifting into a greater heightened sense of consciousness, which resides within the heart, it's not a mental construct, we are able to create a new world vision. We are able to create a new life that is very enriching and fulfilling, very abundant, very fruitful, very joyful, very peaceful. All of these things are worthy of you, okay? Because this is what is happening in the world. So I want to share this. It's funny, I felt guided to pull these cards, and this image, if you're watching on the YouTube video, if not, just use your imagination. It was really showing me that the heart chakra is this bridge between the divine and Gaia, right? So we incarnate on Earth, and we are a source, a part of Mother Gaia. And so the world has been under a third dimensional illusion trap for a very, very, very long time. The third dimension is simply what we see in the physical realm is what is to be true. Okay. And so spirituality, all these different concepts were always stated by, you know, mystics and shamans and priestesses and just a lot of people who are always discovering. But what started to happen was this started to become very immensely suppressed in the world. A lot of fear, a lot of hatred, a lot of war, a lot of difficulty, all these things in the world started to become this third dimensional way of looking at it, that if this isn't, if it's not in my physical world right now, it is not real. Third dimension is this box, okay? It's a physical thing, okay? It's a thing that's in this world right now. But as we know, our visions, our thoughts, our feelings can manifest into physical things, which is something that we're not really taught. So the third dimension is the physical world of what we see. And this is the way the world was essentially under for a very long time, right? Everything that we saw, it was fear-based, right? The ego, the third dimension, is essentially here to keep us in survival and keep us from not dying and being run over by a car. That's it. It's a very animalistic form, and we are conditioned to live in that ego. We're conditioned to live in that fear-based illusion, okay? So that's the third dimension. It's this physical world as we see it, okay? It's like everything is just physical, right? This body is physical. It's just, it's a 3D world, okay? The fourth dimension, which is currently playing out massively since the internet was invented, is huge. And it's something I can see immensely in this world, specifically when I go on TikTok. Okay, so right now in the world, there is narrative. So think of the world as a collective thread. There is a collective consciousness. And hello to everyone who's watching, sending you all love. Please give this video a thumbs up if you enjoy and it resonates with you. But I want to explain to you all, because this is going to make so much sense to you. Right now, the world is going through a spiritual warfare. And we can agree or disagree on that, but there is a light against a darkness right now. And darkness has been ruling this world for far too long, okay? And this is the third dimension of living in fear, but also the fourth dimension, which is mental, okay? The fourth dimension is the mind's eye, the third eye, what we can visualize, what we can think. It's all fourth dimension. So this is where a lot of people are getting stuck. This is why we've never seen anxiety bigger than in this generation right now. Mental illness, all these things that are occurring in this world, even porn and the industry of the sex industry, everything has to be mentally stimulated. It's not a feeling. It's not sensuality anymore. It's becoming, everything is mental, right? There's so much consumption of things, right? We go on Tinder, more people, like there's this need for more consumption, more medicine, more consumption in everything. And people are feeling more unfulfilled because they're questioning, like, why don't I feel happy with so many things, or all the answers externally? Right, that's because they're seeking an answer from a fourth dimensional place, which can never be fulfilled. The mind is an endless computer, right? There's no end to it, okay? And when we live in that fourth dimension of believing an illusion, it's an illusionary way of being, okay? The fifth dimension, so I just want to make that clear again with the fourth dimension. When we go on TikTok, for example, this is something I felt guided to do yesterday, and I didn't really know why, because I try and stay off TikTok. And it was showing me there's a collective consciousness in this entire world, a collective consciousness of our thoughts. All our thoughts are residing in the spiritual realm, the quantum realm. All the scientists speak about this, Joe Dispenza, all the people, our thoughts are in a quantum realm. And what I'm seeing right now is, for example, there's a new Netflix show out called, I think it's Jeffrey Dahmer, and he was a serial killer, I think that's his name. It's a documentary series that is taking place. And when I go on TikTok, my entire algorithm is now about murders. It wasn't something I chose. It was just the algorithm was placing that in my existence, because the collective consciousness, so much people are thinking about murder. So much people are thinking about fear. Oh my God, so much more to fear when we consume and ingest these programs, which of course it happened and it was very much real. But the more we fear into that illusion, the more we are going to create more of that experience and existence within our bodies, which creates a lot more illness, fight or flight, stress down the line, okay? Another thing I'm seeing in the world is a lot of separation and divide, right? This is such a silly thing, but Selena Gomez is coming out with a new documentary. And I know the girls here will know this if you're, I don't know. And Hailey Bieber recently went on a podcast kind of speaking out. If you don't know about them, Justin Bieber, one of the biggest singers, married Hailey Bieber, his ex-girlfriend was Selena Gomez. And there's like this huge internet warfare of like being on Hailey's side or Selena's side. And it's just such stupidity, in the sense that like people are not focusing on the real big picture of this world. They're like, we're being programmed to look at really soulless substance things. And it's not to say these people aren't, like, they're amazing, beautiful people. Like, Selena has created beautiful music. Like, they're beautiful souls. But it's more so the 4D is wanting people to focus on divide, fear, things that are going to disconnect us from feeling love, okay, which is the fifth dimension. So I hope that makes sense, or you can understand that a bit, meaning the internet is 100% a fourth dimension. The internet is an algorithm. It's very chained, like the mind, it's thoughts. So, you know, you might even feel like you think of something and then a YouTube video pops up with that exact thought that you were chasing or experiencing or wanting to find guidance to. So this is the way the world shifted from third dimension to fourth dimension. And now it's going into fifth dimension, okay? The earth that we reside on, Mother Gaia, is the fifth dimension. Fifth dimension is soul-based. It is heart-based. It is love-based, which is the one thing in this world that essentially we're being pulled away from. So this is where I want to quickly share a little bit about my story, because it will help you understand how this took place in my own life, because this is an esoteric thing. You know, when I speak about third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, it can sound very detached from reality. It can sound very, oh, how am I meant to actionalize that into my own life? How am I meant to like intertwine that into my life? This is the human experience, is the fifth dimension, the fourth dimension, third dimension. These are all very grounded, actionable things. And again, if you're watching, can you please give this a thumbs up? It really helps me out just to get this message across to more people. And click the subscribe if you haven't already. But essentially, the fifth dimension is the Earth, because Mother Earth has been under attack, scrutiny, neglection. We have completely denied our love and respect to the Earth. We're all about consumerism. When you look at fast fashion, the amount of clothes people are consuming, right? I only shop in charity shops now because I want to give back to charity, but also reuse clothes. I just make sure to sage them. But the thing is this world has become so huge on consumption and filling this void. Again, going back to porn, like these dating apps that are amazing because they meet soulmates, but also it's like this constant feeling of there's something better and this consumption. We've let go of substance, and it's all about like more and more and more and more. And it's all very external. It's very ego-based, okay? And this is the way the world is going. And so Mother Earth has been neglected. And I'm currently studying to be a shamanic practitioner. And I'm very getting connected to Earth and to medicines of the Earth, not psychedelics. I don't do any of that. When I say medicine, I mean like flowers and certain trees and like herbs and medicinal things. I don't think I'd ever do ayahuasca or anything like that. It just doesn't feel cold to me. So I just wanted to clarify that. But essentially the Earth is shifting into fifth dimension because the ego has been taking over the Earth, and now the Earth is wanting to shift us and allow us to change. So if the Earth is transitioning, we as humans are transitioning as well. And so if you are connected in any way to the spiritual realm, if you are in any way highly sensitive, this has been your life for the past few years. Feeling of constant mood changes, maybe mental attacks, like you keep having these thoughts, all these different things. The fifth dimension is essentially anchoring it in and connecting to your heart, because it's what bridges heaven to earth, connecting to the divine, but also being immensely grounded into the earth. The more we ascend, the more we have to dive within the earth, which is eating healthier, eating cleaner, looking after ourselves. So when I started connecting more to my heart, I was guided to a completely holistic based life. And the reason I share this is I look on Instagram, the people who follow me, and I know a lot of girls follow me who kind of almost look like me. We have the same energy. If you don't know my backstory, I was a makeup artist for 2 years when I dropped out of school and I decided to do makeup for a couple of years. I was doing special effects makeup, so very gory makeup, as well as working in makeup booths and doing makeup for people every day. And I was very obsessed with fake tan. I had hair extensions down to my ass. My hair was being bleached every single week. My hair was in tragedy. It was like a bird's nest. It was absolutely destroyed. What else? Just addicted to fake tan. I actually manifested psoriasis all over my body because of how much I was denying my natural skin texture and color by planting this tan and this really toxic chemical in my body. All these different things that I was doing when I moved to the Canaries in Fuerteventura, and I started connecting more with Mother Earth, which is, I do want to say, this is going to correlate to generating more wealth, enjoying more of your health and more of your love, because living in the fifth dimension, which is our true natural nature, is going to dramatically change your life. Okay, I want to say that. So it's funny because this 5D isn't like a new thing. Like this world has been around for millions of years, and it's the fifth dimension is its natural state of energy. And so when we're anchoring into the earth, what started to happen for me was I quit shoes for a very long time, and I was grounding and connecting to the earth every day. I stopped wearing a bra because I started to realize that the lymphatic drains underneath women's breasts there's like these big lymphatic drainages right underneath. And when we wear wired bras, we're creating a lot more illness in our body. We're not allowing our natural body to regulate and move itself around. And I started waking up to a lot of distortion in this world. For me, it was a very beauty-based approach because I was a makeup artist. So I was very fascinated in this aspect of it all. I started waking up to the fact like people were using aerosol flammable cans to spray under their arms, into their pores, to block a scent that their body is trying to produce to them. Like, do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, there was all these sort of things I started to see, and realizing the beauty industry, especially for women, was really profited off women's insecurities, disempowerment. Anything from the industries are to disempower, to make us forget our power and our light, like the power that we're able to use to create massive transformation in our life. So I started waking up to that, and I started, I firstly quit fake tan. I stopped bleaching my hair. I started making my own shampoo, my own conditioner, my own face wash. I started making my own perfumes. I started making my own body oils, my own hair oils. What else? I quit wearing nail polish. It's funny, I wore nail polish in my last video. I haven't worn it in like months, and I decided to wear it. And the minute I did, I was like, no. But my nails are so healthy and strong since I quit. But through adapting more of that heart energy in my life and that loving energy, I was able to heal my psoriasis and my skin, and also my scalp issues. I had really bad scalp issues due to the amount of bleach I was putting on my hair. And so fifth dimensional consciousness, which was the highest divine nature of who we are, this fifth dimensional energy is who we are at our core, which is love. Okay. And living a love-based reality, loving ourselves, loving others, and infusing that loving energy into what we do to make this world a better place, because this world is lacking so much love. It's creating divide, it's creating separation, it's creating ego, me against you, like I'm better than you, you're like all of this sort of stuff. And fifth dimensional consciousness, what the earth is really trying to make us remember, is that we are brothers and sisters. That we are all one, living on this earth together. We're all in this together. And actually, I'm emotional when I talk about this, because it's so, when you wake up to that realization, it's very clear. And essentially, the people that are hurting others are the ones that are hurting the most. And it becomes very simple, okay? So the fifth dimensional way of living, which is this heart energy, which is Mother Earth's energy, which is where we're moving. It's been very difficult for highly sensitives the past couple of years. So if you are a highly sensitive person, I command you immensely. Me, I'd be very connected to the spiritual realm, the psychic realm. And a lot of people can really feel the shift. And it can feel like a literal warfare, because it is, in a sense. There's the dark energy, because I do want to say this, the fourth dimension has been the world, is what the world has been kind of under a spell for a very long time, because how we're able to be controlled is mentally, right? When we tune into our heart and we tune into love, we tune into our sovereignty. We tune into our sovereignty as a human being to question things. Okay. And so we start to question. That's what happened to me when I tuned into my sovereignty. I started questioning the beauty industry and so much things I was putting in my body. And I was like, this is causing a lot of illness. This is causing cancer. Like even the foods, all the foods that are sprayed with toxins, bleaches, chemicals. I had to quit coffee. That was another thing. Spirit kept telling me, quit coffee, Ella, quit coffee, Ella. Until it got to a point where anytime I had a coffee, like my body would be an anxiety ridden shake. Like, because anything you consume, you're becoming. So if we are in our natural core, Mother Gaia, whatever we are consuming, and that's not just food and body stuff, that's the consumption and the knowledge we're consuming. Even when I'm my spiritual awakening, I couldn't even really listen to, and I still don't, I can't listen to mainstream music, because I listen to the lyrics and I'm like, this is just like so much of the music that is being created right now is making people feel so unsafe, so unloved, feeling they need to be anything but who they are in order to feel worthy. And what is that? That's a disempowered state. And from that disempowered state, we're not able to create a new world. We're not able to create a new reality. And so how this intertwines with you and your specific life, because I know, again, it can sound quite esoteric and out there, understanding that this shift of you tuning into your heart and your fifth dimensional self, that is your inner compass that guides you while you're here on earth, while you're here in this world, okay? This energy within your heart is here to guide you specifically to creating your new life. For example, when I surrendered to my fifth dimensional energy within my heart, my life completely shifted immensely. And another thing I want to say, when you're tuning more into that fifth dimensional self that you are, which is the energy, which is the heart, right? When we're connected to the spiritual, we feel the fifth dimensional all the time. It's very important that you realize you are one, not your emotions, and you are not your thoughts. Your emotions are simply moving through you. And if we attach to them, we're suffering. If we detach and we just allow them, we're not suffering. We are not our thoughts. Understand that, you know, we did get programmed, we did get conditioned, but from a higher level, there is a lot of energy in the fourth dimension that is moving through our minds, And so it's more easy to just detach from all of it and really ingrain within our heart and our root chakra and our sacral and all our base chakras, as well as our upper chakras. All of these chakras that interlink at the heart portal, because that's what bridges the divine to the earth. When we intertwine with all of them, we have exceptional health. We receive a lot more joy and happiness. We have a very clear-minded way of looking at things. And this is beautiful because this allows you to create your new life, because you're able to see things in a such a more simplistic state. You're able to create that vision that you want to manifest, the vision that your heart keeps sending you, that life that you want to live, whether it's growing your own food, going off grid, whether it's having a holistic business, a spiritual business, a psychic business, whatever it is. When you see through from that heart approach, you're abundant in nature. And that's the way the earth was meant to be before it was taken over and overrided by an ego of individuality, of separation. The way back to our wholeness, and again, if anyone's watching, please give this a thumbs up if you enjoy it. I just ask so because it helps. And I'm going to pull some cards now just to explain this better. But it's a thing that I say because, again, whenever I was first learning about the fifth dimensional and this quote-unquote new age spirituality, I would find myself getting very confused on like feeling this whole new spiritual world is brand new, and it's not. This world has been around for millions of years. So going back to simplicity, that's like the really important thing. And that's the way spirituality is now, I believe, heading, is its simplicity. It's not meant to be this eccentric, like chaotic, like downloads from aliens and this thing and this thing. Like, it's a very simple answer, which is love and integrating that into your life. It's very simple. So don't overwhelm yourself, because sometimes when you get into spirituality more and more, my mind was going haywire because I was learning new things. I was getting downloads and I was like, it was like override of energy. The things that have immensely helped me has been meditation. Every single day I have to meditate. It allows me to receive clear guidance for my day. It helps me create stability in my life and all these sort of things. Also cacao, connecting to the cacao plant has been a very beautiful thing for me. I create cacao every morning and I infuse that intention with love and how to enhance that in my heart. With money and abundance, a beautiful oil you can connect to is peppermint or rosemary. Now, they're not abundant meant to be like, my intuition told me that they're very good for abundance. So if you're struggling with money, how can you connect more to nature? That's a beautiful thing. And not about taking, but, you know, appreciating the loving nature, because Mother Nature is like Mother Earth is our mother, and Mother Earth provides us with our food. It gives us a home. Right. So the more we nourish and love Mother Earth and Gaia, which is something I'm really realizing, the more we nourish and love Mother Gaia, we're loving ourselves. And that's why a lot of people might feel unfulfilled in their life, because everything's ego-based. The more you realize you're actually making a difference in whatever way you can contribute to this, the more you start to love yourself. And therefore, the more you start to create that new world that you want to live in. Okay. Which is joy. You know, our natural state of being is joy. It is love. It is happiness. Now, it's not to say we won't experience sadness emotions. It's completely the opposite. It's understanding that our natural core is that essence and allowing those other energies to maneuver around us and move past us, okay? But this is, and I pulled the card transformation, this is the journey to transformation right now. This is the shift that is happening. I journey within to meet my higher self and to find true happiness. True happiness. Our higher self is orchestrating this entire thing. Your higher self guided you to this video. Don't care what you have to say. Oh, I pulled the card meditation. I meditate daily to allow universal wisdom to flow through me. This is honestly the one thing I'd recommend. Also saying that, another thing that really helped me when I was first going on my journey was ecstatic dance. I started going to ecstatic dance ceremonies. It was so funny because in this world, I was very in the beauty industry. Even when I go online, I go on TikTok and Instagram, my algorithm is all makeup videos and just beauty videos and all these women just like putting on this makeup and, you know, really masking themselves. Nothing wrong with that, again, because I loved makeup. I still love makeup, which is very interesting, even though I don't wear a lot of it. Like, I love the organic makeup. I love all the beauty side. And I think there's a purpose for me to do that anyway. But what I mean is, it was this, I was very impressionable to realize, like, from a very young age that, oh, I'm not allowed to love myself. And that's kind of one of the biggest beliefs we all carry. We're not allowed to love ourselves. And so ecstatic dance, when I went to this ecstatic dance class, every right before we'd have cacao and we do a self-love ceremony. And this was before my heart awakening. And I remember like him telling us how to love ourselves. And I was like, I'm allowed to love myself. Like, it was a huge breaking point for me, because society, media, the news, everything is telling us to fear, be afraid, don't trust ourselves because we'll fuck up. Am I allowed to curse on YouTube? I don't know. Like, do you get, I don't know. whatever it is. And the thing about all this is really just to love yourself. And meditation has been an amazing way for me to connect to that universal wisdom within myself, because the universe is within you, firstly and foremost. But secondly as well, it's like how I see it, and I keep getting shown this, is, I'm just going to close my eyes because it makes more sense, is like we kind of think, or my, anyway, me specifically, for so long I thought they were separate. So I thought Mother Earth and divine, the source, God, whatever you want to call it, I thought they were separate, but they showed me a spiral. So they showed me like two circles intertwining, and like it's all connected. So Mother Gaia is God, and like there's no separation. So it's all interconnected and it's all intertwined. And so while we're on a human experience, the more deeper we connect to Mother Earth, the more we're able to connect to the spiritual realm and to activate our healing gifts. Most of you are probably healers. Most of you are probably psychics. You're probably Reiki healers, whatever, angel readers, whatever you are, you probably have a lot of those gifts, personal trainer, whatever. But it's because I want to say this, when I first started going on like the ascension journey, I became immensely flighty because I'm immensely psychic. So I started almost feeling like I was floating out of my body, and I became very ungrounded until I started to do my shamanic practice. I started diving more into Mother Earth energy and work. And I realized the more we ascend, the more we need to connect and go down. We're not meant to leave our bodies. We're not meant to float out into the bisque. We're meant to get dirty in this reality. We're meant to get nitty and gritty in this world and create our new world. We're meant to tap into our infinite potential and start going ham and like having fun with it all and enjoying it, okay? So that's very important to understand, because I'm very aware when I speak about this stuff how esoteric it sounds, but this is stuff that's happening in the actionable world right now. And you can see the shift in the division of the world. You can see it in so many different things. Oh yeah, sorry. This is what Spirit was showing me today, and I actually wanted to share this. So if you're a man, you also have like a womb space. So I'm just going to say womb because most of the people that follow me are women. And this is what actually guided me to start my expansion membership, which is a platform I do where I host rose ceremonies, which I see humans as rose. The rose is the highest frequency in the world. And the rose is like the human. We have to go through thorns to flourish into a rose. And so I do Zoom ceremonies that help people tap into this loving energy so that they can love themselves to create a loving reality, as well as a bunch of other things. But this was what inspired me to do it, was this realization that women need to start, and men, I'm going to say women, but need to start connecting to their womb space, which is within their body, which has all the cells and all the code and all the wisdom and all the information of every past life, of every experience, of everything we've ever gone through is in this womb space. Okay. This needs to intertwine and spiral up to the heart, okay? And that's what a lot of women, divine feminines, are being called to do, because through connecting to our womb space and reclaiming our divine femininity, or the divine yin, whatever you want to call it, which is Mother Earth, because Mother Earth is, you know, there is feminine and masculine to everything in this world, but it's the motherly energy, which men hold as well. I want to say that. That's why I say, when we reconnect with that, we allow ourselves to open up the loving portal, which allows us to receive, okay? Because Mother Earth receives from Father Sky, right? It receives the sun, it receives the rain to flourish and grow, okay? So the thing that has been blocked off from this world is we've become so logical and dependent on the mind, and it's creating utter chaos. It's creating speed, speed, speed. Like, I just see it as like a coffee addiction. Like, people just like hustling and working in the internet speeds them up even faster, to the point where people are riddled with anxiety. And so connecting to our womb space heals our anxiety, stabilizes our emotions, increases our health and our blood flow, and allows us to receive, one, abundance. So creating wealth and allowing ourselves to feel worthy of receiving that. to receiving love for ourselves and for others, and receiving health. All the key pillars to living a beautiful life comes from receiving in that womb space. So we have to heal that, because there's a lot of wounds in the womb. And I don't like the word wound, but in the womb, where it makes us feel unworthy, not powerful, not lovable, all these things that are siphoning people's expansiveness, growth, and their true expansion in nature. Why I call it expansion membership. So it's about awakening the womb wisdom and reconnecting with our intuition and our sovereignty, because so much people have completely neglected their intuition. We tune into that and we allow that spiral from the root energy of Mother Gaia energy to interlink and spiral up to our heart chakra, which is where we're connected to the divine. And you see where that bridge takes place. This is the portal that allows healing, that allows us to manifest pure and utter miracles, that allows us to heal everything. Like, this is literally the potion. Okay. Two more cards I pulled was spirit guides. I open my heart to my guides and trust in the wisdom they share with me. So allowing them to tune in. And then also your third eye chakra. I see the wisdom of my higher self and apply this wisdom in my life. When my third eye opened, that's when I started seeing the distortion immensely. And through seeing that, I was able to then shift that. Okay. So that's kind of where the world's going. Mother Earth was in trouble. And Dolores Cannon spoke about this many, many years ago. Now she's dead, but I'm sure she's floating up there in the cosmos. She spoke about this a lot. Like, the world is going into a fifth dimensional state of consciousness. People are waking up fast. People are realizing all there is the now moment. How we create and how we manifest is through the now. A lot of people get stuck in the past, something that I had to experience to realize. If we are living in the past and replaying, we have to literally, like, the past has no purpose in your life. And it's not to say, like, I do shamanic journeys and I heal my inner child and that, but because that inner child is within me now. Okay. But a lot of the memories and the things we're replaying and regurgitating in our life, you need to let them go. Because this fifth state of consciousness does not give a crap about the past or the future. It cares about the now, because that's where we become the creators, because we are essentially creating our worlds and our lives. And that all comes from the now moment. That's why meditation has been so immensely powerful for me over the past few years, because that is where I receive all the guidance in this now moment. Okay, the fifth dimensional, it's very fluid, it's very flowed, it's honoring and being very cyclical of the cycles of nature. I'm just going to pull another card. So please make sure to give this video a thumbs up if you resonate with it. I know I always ask, but it really helps the channel. And also, if you're interested in joining expansion membership down below, I will link that after this video, because that's going to really, really help you get unstuck and allow you to start stepping into that new place, because I don't want people to feel so tired all the time. I know that was another ascension symptom for me, was I was exhausted all the time. Now I have so much energy because I've learned that the energy comes from the roots of us. And if we have an overactive third eye, we can get very immensely tired. So this is about really reconnecting. And the card I pulled was raw intention. And that is literally one of my favorite words, raw, because what we're being called to be the raw, wild people that we are. So there's this new age spirituality lingo, which isn't new age. A lot of it is it's immensely ancient, but there's also Mother Earth, which is the natural raw essence of the woman, the man, which is very authentic. It's very driven and integrated through love, organic, pure, all these different things. That's why I had to literally go on a stripping journey, and it started externally and then I started moving more internally through health. But each and every journey is sacred and individual. The other card I pulled was Nourish the Sacred Feminine, which is again really reconnecting with our womb. And the womb is the portal that has all the answers for us, the portal that makes us feel safe. The womb is very connected to money as well, which is very interesting. A lot of people might not realize all these concepts. Money is a very sacred energy. It's an energetic exchange in a physical form. So this is something I speak about in the expansion membership, and we focus on in the Zooms as well, because it's a very real thing. I'm holding a box. If you're listening to the podcast, you can just understand, but this is a physical box. Okay. Everything is a manifestation. So money is literally just a physical manifestation of an energetic exchange. When you pay someone money or you give someone money, it's just an energetic exchange. So it's not money that should be shunned upon. It's an energy of exchange. So the more we value our energy and we connect to our womb and start loving ourselves more potently, we realize that we are worthy of energy. Do you get where I'm trying to go with that? And then what did the last one I pulled? Unstick the stuck. Okay. So this is the shift in consciousness that is occurring right now. And we're all here and it's a crazy time to be alive. Like crazy. More people are remembering than ever before. And I also want to say, don't feel pressured to like drastically shift your lifestyle before you're ready. You know, this was a journey for me and it's going to be a journey for you. And, you know, it's just one step at a time, one moment at a time. So I'm going to leave you on that. Let me know in the comments where you're from. And also, I want you to know I have a free manifestation hypnosis down below, which really helps you connect to that presence within yourself to clear those blocks and help you get unstuck. Because this is one thing I'm very aware of when I do client calls is a lot of sensitives. A lot of you sensitive watch me. And a lot of sensitives can feel that like shift or that pull of like dark, light, dark, fear, love. And that's, it's all 4D game. So the more you can just detach from your thoughts and just observe them, the easier it'll be. So yeah. I'm sending you all infinite waves of love. Remember, your intention is so powerful and what you want to set out into this world and create. I hope you enjoyed. Let me know what you think in the comments, your experience. I would love to hear in the comments your experience and what you've been going through the past couple of years, because I know it's been very different for a lot of people. And there's been a lot of like transformation, a lot of people's lives, maybe a lot of emotional purging, a lot of crying, and whatever it is, let me know in the comments. I would love to hear from you. And let me know what you want me to speak about, any questions you have. I'm always so open to receiving your guidance of what you want me to speak about, truly. So yeah, and I'll also leave expansion membership down below if you want to join. It's a beautiful place to really allow us to fall in love with ourselves and back into our natural nature. So I'm sending you all love. Have a beautiful, blessed day wherever you are. Give this video a thumbs up and I will see you next time. Bye. Oh, I also just want to say, by the way, if you're listening to the podcast, I know I always say give this video a thumbs up. That's because this is a YouTube video. So I know there's no way to do that on the podcast. I've actually had some people being like, I don't know how to thumbs up a podcast. That's just because this is from a YouTube video. So don't worry about that. And I'm sending you lots of love, but you can give this little star rating if you enjoy. And I'll see you next time. Bye, guys.